Heartland Hospice Moose Jaw held its second annual gala on May 25 at the Grant Hall Hotel, with a black and white theme, silent auction, a raffle, and some enormous donor gifts. Hospice care is something people generally don't think about until someone they care about requires it. Without dedicated hospice beds, the terminally ill must either have their family care for them in their final end-of-life days, or be relocated to the hospital, Angela Sarita, chair of the Heartland Hospice Board and the evening's MC, said in her opening remarks. Heartland Hospice was founded in 2014 and has been working ever since to increase the number of dedicated hospice beds at Pioneer Lodge on Albert Street. They have built one bed so far, and have received Shaw approval to move ahead with an expansion that will result in the following improvements. 3 dedicated hospice palliative bedrooms. A family resource center with reading materials and activities for children. A sacred space for the use of the whole facility. A dedicated family entrance separate from the long-term care section. A serenity garden, upon which much work has already been completed, and essential palliative care training for hospice staff. We are also extremely honored to have members of the Bradford family with us this evening as our very special guests, Sarita continued, to share some of the inspirations their family carries from the life of their precious Marin. The Bradford family's daughter Marin died last year of mitochondrial disease at only 6 years old. Marin's love of pandas, and the green color of mitochondrial disease awareness, were the inspiration for the gala's themes, including a dessert table stocked with her favorite snacks. Marin benefited from hospice care during the final stages of her life, and her mother, Kathy Bradford, spoke to advocate for increased hospice care resources in Moose Jaw. "People don't want to think about their loved ones getting sick, let alone passing away," Bradford said in her emotional address. "Our story is unique to us, but we have learned so much through it. We believe Marin's legacy will be the lessons and empathy that came from her journey here. Of course, it was too short. And lots of things are unfair. And I would give anything to have her back. We found our team of people," Bradford said, as she related the efforts the family put into making Marin's life as comfortable and enjoyable as possible. "Creating that community is what Heartland Hospice is doing. A safe space where families feel supported through their bereavement, with compassion and thoughtful consideration." The Black and White fundraising gala had a packed schedule, including remarks from Lynn McKenzie, clinical manager at Pioneer Lodge, Karen Abrey, executive director of Continuing Care for Integrated Rural Health, Saskatchewan Health Authority, Shaw, the Honorable Tim McLeod, the MLA for Moose Jaw North, and Graham Fast, Executive Director of Community and Foundation Relations at the Shaw. Snowbirds pilot Captain Richard McDougall, a friend of the Bradford family, sung a special medley in honor of Marin Bradford, accompanied by Justin McRae on guitar. Live jazz music during program breaks was provided by the Carter Powley Trio. Local artist and businessperson Yvette Moore unveiled an original painting of a white lily that she donated to Heartland Hospice. The original, and prints made from it, will be presented to major donors to the capital campaign. Major donor announcements at the gala included over $71,654 from back-to-back Tim Hortons Smile Cookie campaigns, organized by local Tim Hortons franchise owners Don and Kathy Howe and their children Aurora and Grayson, $50,000 from W.J. Jones & Son Funeral Home, $75,000 from Robert and Margaret Rigetti, $150,000 from Hetherington Livestock, $150,000 from the Jameson family, more than $50,000 in anonymous donations, some from out of province. Major donors received naming rights to various sections of the planned renovations at Pioneer Lodge. Board member Amanda Dowling closed the evening by saying Heartland Hospice is optimistic that renovations will be fully completed in early 2024. The rest of this year will be devoted to raising the final $300,000 necessary for that goal. More information on Heartland Hospice, including how to donate to their capital campaign, is at www.heartlandhospicemj.ca.